It's a very exciting milestone in the book world in Baltimore. Apprentice House Press is celebrating their 10th anniversary this year. And it's such a pleasure to have in the WBJC studio the director. This is Dr. Kevin Attucks. Welcome back to WBJC. It's lovely to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
So what was happening this time 10 years ago with Apprentice House?
Well, 10 years ago, we were beginning to contemplate a transition from a student learning lab where we worked with students at Loyola University in the communication department to conceive of books and come up with marketing plans for books, but never actually publish books. This was really just a way to teach students a survey of the history of book publishing and then how to begin to contemplate careers in book publishing. And with the assistance of colleague Greg Wilhelm of City Lit, and Professor Ciafalo, Andy Ciafalo, who was kind of the leader of this book publishing effort at Loyola at that time, we realized that the technology had finally caught up, where books were able to be professionally printed on demand, one at a time, rather than what most authors, especially those who've self-published a decade or two ago, remember, which is you had a minimum. You had to order 2,000 books or 5,000 books and then figure out what to do with them. But technology changed, and we were able to then reconstruct the program, build out a number of classes, a class on acquisitions, a class on book design, a class on marketing, in addition to the class that was the survey course about the industry, and actually turn it into a production house, turn it into not just the lab, but to create all of the major divisions of a book publishing house. And we came out with our first book 10 years ago, and now we're over 100 books we've published. And now we're at the point of publishing between 15 and 20 books per year.
It's a wonderful story. And your mission still is given as first and foremost to educate students about the book publishing process. But the thing about students is that they come and go, they float through. So how do you maintain a continuity with the press?
It's a challenge because of that continuity. We call it the flow, where students are coming and going. And we also have the kind of unique element as a press of going dark multiple times per year. Holiday breaks, spring breaks. A couple of years ago, there started being a fall break, which we had no real excuse for other than it was mid-semester, just a fall break. And of course, over the summer and during that time, it is just myself and an administrator who's helping with the management of the press. So the transition between students, ensuring that we're committing to projects that we can actually complete in an academic year so that there is the continuity of working with an author, working on their development of their text, and then the following semester designing it. And then perhaps, you know, over the summer, they're doing some marketing, we're doing some marketing, and it launches in the fall. We try desperately to do that. Not all projects fit neatly in a semester or academic year.
This is a wonderful success story in Baltimore, Apprentice House Press. It comes under the auspices of the Communication Department at Loyola University, Maryland. And it's been such a pleasure to speak to the director, Kevin Attucks, the 10th anniversary celebration. And for more information, their web address is apprenticehouse.com. Kevin, thank you so much. Here's to the next 10 years.
Thank you very much. Cheers.